Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
We bow before you. We bow before. Lay our crowns and lay our. We lift our hands. We lift our. Father, we worship. We worship you. Lord, we give you praise. Can we be seated? Hallelujah. Amen. So we started something beautiful in the first service. We started talking about receiving time. Amen. Hallelujah. We started talking about receiving time, isn't it? What was the scripture we started with talking about rest prepared for the people of God again? Alright, so let's read Hebrews 4 and 9 again, like we read. There remains therefore a rest for God's people. Next part of scripture. It says, for he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his. In the beginning, Genesis 2:2, right? When God was done, he rested. So if you are rested, if you are resting, it is because you have ceased from your work. You have finished working. Hallelujah to Jesus. Then in same regard, then he told us in the next part of scripture 11, he said, therefore, let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. Alright, so you see there's a rest prepared, and now he used God as the algorithm, God's pattern. God finished working, Genesis 2:2. While when God was done working, what do? He rested. So therefore he said, we should be diligent, we should walk to enter our own rest too. Say amen.
Amen.
And according to the Bible, there's a way to be hardworking. In the old KJV, he said, we labor. Let's see it. KJV, I think that's a rendition that says, we labor to enter. Therefore, labor. Let us labor, therefore, to enter. You see that? So in the old KJV, is the word labor that is used. And Bible language shows us how that labor also was used when Paul was speaking about to labor and enter into, you know, I mean talking about the elders and the faith who labor in the word and in doctrine. And he spoke about a place where people can labor in prayer. So there are two ways somebody can labor: in the word of God and where? In prayer. Are we together? So how do you become diligent to enter your rest? Just like how God was diligent and enter his rest, like Paul said in Hebrews 4, you have to labor in the word and in what? Prayer, to enter your what? Rest. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Understand the word vividly, rightly, is labor. Is labor. For you to understand the word of God rightly is labor. Is a form of laboring. Because it's not easy. You know, Paul prayed for us in Ephesians 1 and 18. Let's read from 1:18. Therefore, he prayed. He was praying. So this is like one part of the prayer. The eyes of your understanding to be what? Enlightened. That you may know. That word know is more ambiguous than you can see. Remove this echoing. It's more ambiguous than you can see. The word know in Greek is from the word ginosko. Everybody say ginosko.
Ginosko.
Sorry, not ginosko. Epignosis. I'm so used to ginosko. Epignosis is a root Greek word for the word to know here. And epignosis suggests to be an accurate and precise knowledge, not some assumption. Meaning God wants you to, by His Spirit, have an accurate knowledge of His Word. Because if you have an inaccurate knowledge of His Word or some assumption about His Word, you are the one that will be limited. Remember. Remember. David the prophet said, the throne of Israel limited the Holy One. He said the throne of Israel limited the Holy One of Israel. Yes. He said they limited the Holy One, which is God Almighty of Israel. How? Their thinking was wrong. Are you listening to me? Who are the people that limited God? The Israelites heir of the promised land. Their thinking was wrong. They were thinking wrongly. And because of their wrong thinking, they limited God. I feel that the church somehow are in a situation of the children of Israel. Not every of the church, but a major part. Sometimes I feel so because at some point the children of Israel said, take us back to the promised land. I mean, you are getting to the promised land, you are going to the promised land, and you are telling Moses and God to take you back to where you left as a promised land. How I know that maybe my feeling is probably true is when I hear pastors saying, so-and-so person is not born again, but he has money. So-and-so person is not paying his tithe, but he has money. And we are wondering, where did this comparison come from? Some people don't know Jesus, but they have money. Listen, you don't have Jesus to have money. Money is one of the things you have when you have Jesus. But Jesus is not primarily for money. Stop the comparison. Else you get sick. Because many people think that we are following God for riches. It's not true. One of the things He said He will give to us in scriptures is peace beyond human understanding. Can money give you peace? Huh? You know, some people are saying, Pastor, you don't understand. Money gives peace. It's not true. It's not true. There are many people with money who don't have peace. For instance, Yahoo boys, they don't have peace. Yahoo boys don't have peace. Yesterday I saw a video in Kaduna, a young boy who wanted to use his mom for money ritual. And somehow the mom broke the code. She did not follow the pattern. Coincidentally, he started behaving like a cat. Pew, pew. You know, he ran mad. He wanted his mom to become his prey so that he gets money. Now imagine he finally gets the money and his mom died probably. Will he have peace? Huh? Money at the detriment of your mom's life. So Jesus gives us peace beyond human and phantom, and that kind of peace you don't get it from any kind of money. But there's something called a blessing. The Bible says it makes rich and has no sorrow. This one comes from God. Now, people do this comparison, and sometimes I'm wondering, the children of Israel were in the wilderness to the promised land. Egyptians were in Egypt. Egyptians could eat food. They can drink water. They were just on the tap, probably drink water, just go to their kitchen and cook food. The children of Israel were trusting God for what to eat, trusting God for water to drink, and they were God's choicest people. If you are a pastor at that time, you say, what are we doing here? What all these things we are following through? They are wrong things. Let's go back to Egypt. Let's go back. In fact, you don't need to have a wilderness experience. Our brothers, the Egyptians, who are not even Christians, they have what to eat, they have what to drink. You'll be sounding foolish. Because God's covenant is different with that of the children of Israel. They are God's people. They have a covenant with God. Are you listening to me? And God wants to fortify His children. How many of you have children and you'll be excited when your children compare themselves with other children? Say, Daddy, you are here. You claim to be rich. But see, you did not buy me PS5. See that other person who his father is not even as rich as you. They have PS5. What a stupid dad that you are. Your dad will feel insulted. Your dad can buy that family self. Imagine you have a rich father. He can buy the family self. He can buy their village. But he decides not to get you PS5. Not because he's wicked, but because you'll be foolish. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He's subjecting you to rigorous discipline. He will tell you, read your books. Dad, give me PS5. Give me a bicycle. Read your books. And you are wondering, why is my dad wicked? He's not seeing other people's father. They are giving him blah, 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 blah. Your dad wants you to be your best. Yes. He wants you to be better than him. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He wants you to become the ideal man for the society and for God. And That's why he's subjecting you to such discipline. You may not like it, but it's worth it. And many of us, as children, while we're growing up, we didn't like everything our parents were doing to us. Did we like it? But right now, where you are, wherever you are in life, is it worth it? Was it worth it? Whatever discipline they did, was it worth it? Huh? Yes. And you have children, and the same thing they did that you were complaining, you do to your children. You refuse them going for parties and etc. That's exactly what was happening with the children of Israel. As imagine somebody, a pastor now in their days, is comparing them to the children of to the Egyptians. It will be foolishness. Just like we have pastors today saying, Elon Musk is not born again. Dangote is, it's not our business. We are God's covenant people. Say amen. It doesn't matter. Are you listening to me? Now, the children of Israel were having all the experiences in the wilderness. They were having it. Supernatural experiences. Cloud by day, fire by night. The supernatural was so much in their midst. And now maybe a pastor will look at a certain congregation and say, see you people, you are just falling down under the power of God and praying in tongues and blah, blah, blah. Why somebody there who does not believe in your Jesus have millions? Then you will not leave your Jesus. I want to go and follow that person. You are being foolish. The pastor too does not know what he's saying. Are you listening to me? Because, you see, while the children of Israel were having all of those supernatural encounters or supernatural experiences, they were still not capacitated. They were still not the ideal kind of God's people. They still had problems in their life. Do you know what I'm trying to say is that you here, while you are seated here, praying in tongues, having all the supernatural experiences and etc., it is still possible that you are not God's ideal person yet. You have not become it yet by the help of the Holy Spirit. While you are doing this thing, some people can still talk anyhow and miss praying in tongues. They can pray in tongues, they've even healed the sick, yet they have bad mouth. They can talk to people anyhow. God will not cause you to enter the promised land because you can just pray in tongues. You can just heal the sick. You lay your hands on the sick, they heal. Matthew 7, remember? I will say to them, away from me, ye workers of what? Iniquity, for I never knew you. Even though they healed the sick, they prophesied in his name and etc. You say, away from me, ye workers of iniquity. You want to know somebody who has truly encountered God is the fruit of the Spirit. Now, I'm not displacing the gifts of the Spirit in manifestation. You need it. You need it very well. In fact, the perfection is that you have the gifts in manifestation. What I mean by the gift is the diverse expressions of the Holy Spirit on your inside. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Diverse expression of the Holy Spirit. You can heal the sick. You can prophesy. You can, you know, see God's power in any situation. Yet, you have the fruit of the Spirit. That's a complete man in Christ. Are we together? Are we together? I'm saying this because some people will have the fruit of the Spirit and be talking down people with the gifts of the Spirit. I'm saying, ah, you people, you just have power. You don't have control, blah, blah, blah. Mm-mm. You can have power and have fruit at the same time. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That's a complete Christian. It is not, you know, as wonderful as patience is, patience cannot heal the sick. Are you get what I'm trying to say? So you need God's power to heal the sick, heal your child who is sick probably, and etc. You need God's power to live in sound health all the days of your life. Are you listening to me? Meanwhile, you need the fruit of the Spirit to be sustained adequately in that power and live your best or the best as God wants you to live upon the face of the earth. If the two are not in place, you are not a balanced Christian. But the Bible says, I miss this too. The proof that people belongs to me is fruit. He said, by their fruit you shall what? Know them. Giftings are important. The manifestation of the Spirit is important. But it is via fruit that God affirms sonship. He said, by their fruit you shall know them. So, I'm saying this to affirm what I've been saying with the children of Israel. They had diverse demonstration of the Spirit. Yet they had bad characters. Listen, for instance, their cloth did not fade for 40 years. Is that not so much of a supernatural experience? More like one of the heights of it, that you are wearing a particular cloth. It was never small for you. It didn't become small for you. It's just your size for 40 years, yet it did not fade. Who can explain this mystery? You did not change cloth. Not like you are not growing, though. You are growing with your cloth. As you grew, your cloth grew. It did not fade. Still smelling new. For how many years? 40 years. Imagine. Secondly, you wake up in the morning, there's fire. When there's so much cold in the wilderness, there's fire in the clouds. Natural heater. Warming you up. You did not light matches or nothing. This is how God pampered these people. Pampered them. Listen to me, some of you that are sleeping, so that you don't miss this. Because maybe it's your word. You know, when it's your word, Satan will want to make you to sleep. In the night. Sorry, during the day, it's not fire, it's cloud. Cloud, natural AC. You see the way Makurdi is now? It was hotter probably than Makurdi. Are you sure the wilderness was hotter than Makurdi? I'm not so sure, but maybe it was. Let's take for instance. You know, Makurdi is very hot. Ha. See, with all the fans we have now, some people are still feeling hot. See, she's blowing herself. If it's just now, we will not even need to on fan. You know, many people who have stayed in Makurdi appreciate the weather of Jos. Have you been to Jos before? I see somebody saying, Kai, there's heat. And you're like, is this one mad? No matter where they put you, the weather is okay because you have stayed in Makurdi. So sometimes I used to wonder whether wilderness and Makurdi, there's a difference. So let's imagine there's a difference, even though it's difficult to believe. But during the day, there was what? Natural AC. Natural AC. It was not constructed yet. Just natural AC. Just be moving, AC is blowing you. As you move, the AC is following you anywhere you are going. God was pampering this. They knew it was God's power. They knew. These guys had a big... You know, sometimes when we talk about the children of Israel, if I let me even try it now, I'll catch you. Imagine the Red Sea was parted. They walked on it, not like this, but as if it was dry ground. Imagine. Same people still have mind to question God. I got you now. Some people do. Many people are doing the same today. Many people are doing so. They give a testimony like 2-3 weeks ago. I want to thank God. Oh, this happened. Oh, that happened. Oh, blah, 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 blah. 2-3 years ago. I want to give God praise. Blah, 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 blah. Jesus did for my life. Blah, blah, blah. For my parents. Blah, 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 blah. 2 years down the line, Jesus and the church and the pastor does not matter again. They are offended. They now know their rights. That's exactly what those guys were doing. Moses got offended because anytime they want to talk to God directly, they cannot. They will use talk to God indirectly through Moses. Take us back to Egypt. We regret following you. We regret so. And Moses will look at them and report back to God. And God will say, because God was happening to them through the ministry of an angel. The angel will say, let me kill these people and start a generation with you, Moses. At least you have peace of mind. Let me kill them. You and your wife, you give birth to children, will now start another Israel. Moses said, eh, what will people say? That I went, and you know some of you, when you reason that part, you say, ah, Moses gets sense past God. You want to try that rubbish talk? The first time I read that part of scripture, I did not know the meaning, but I said to myself, something is wrong somewhere. Because look at it, he was advising, it seemed like he was advising God. Say, God, if I do this thing now, what will people say? They will say you carry people past Egypt, past Pharaoh, only to kill them in wilderness. People will say, hey, God, shame on you. He say, hey, natural Moses, it's true, it's true, it's true, it's true. Let's not do it like that. Which God? That was an angel. The Bible says he gave his angel charge over us in the Old Testament. Do you get what I'm trying to say? They're in charge. And so he reasoned with the angel. He said, no, 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 no. It shouldn't be like that. Now, look at how wonderful Moses was. He was given an opportunity to finish these people and start his life. Remember, he had called the people a burden. He said, God has put so much burden. More like God has struck him with an infirmity upon him by putting the burden of the people on him. Now, an opportunity to wipe those people off and the burden off. He refused. He was such a meek and a wonderful person. Hallelujah to Jesus. He now went back to the people. They did not know. These people did not know Moses just begged for them to be alive. They kept on insulting Moses. Somebody that just made sure. The reason why he can even insult now is because he spoke to God. an angel instead of in place of God, right? He spoke to the angel and spoke to the angel and said to the angel, please don't kill them. And when he came back to the people he pleaded for, they say, take us back to Egypt. Ooh, your God is fake. If it's some of you who are those leaders, you said, give me some moment. Kill them. He didn't say kill them. They were so wicked to Moses. Now, as pastors, you know, pastors are the best people to explain this thing with. We have seen things. You know, one time one of my members came to me and was explaining that blah 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 blah. He helped somebody do something and it was now. And I said, hey, they did that to you. He said, yes. I said, welcome. I was quite just starting on campus, not so long. And this lady was just saying, I've never heard that kind of thing from where I was coming from, that somebody, demon used to make them levitate. Guess what she now said? While I was telling her, don't worry, Jesus will deliver you. She was now saying, sir, they don't like me reporting to anybody. They want me not to say it. As I'm saying now, they are here. I said, I don't get what you are trying to say. She said, there are plenty. I can see them. I said, in this office. She said, yes. I said, are you serious? Pastor is asking, are you serious? Happy you are joking. Please be sincere. You can see demons. I said, sir, they are very plenty. I said, my God. Bow your heads, let's pray. Rebo, I just started blasting it. I forgot about her. After like 1 hour, 2 hours, she said, sir, can I go? I said, you can go. As she left, I left to pray in the door. You just told me that, yeah. Now, I even went for us to say somebody that tried doing it, they killed the person. Blah, 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 blah. Ah, I had to pray in tongues. Kai, I've seen something. Oh, my God. I don't even know where that lady is today, but she kept on coming. She's Bakoli. You remember her? You are not about that to church. You did not counsel the demons out. I mean, removed the demons out. Amen. Now, in that same office, I was trying to show you, one lady just came to my office. She came with one big booba skirt, and I mean, she looked so terrible. And she got, she looked so nice. She got into the office and she sat down. Sir, I have come to submit to you. Blah, 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 blah. Now, this is just one of the plenty stories. And she said, I have gone through this, and blah, 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 blah. And all the stories. And I said, don't worry, Jesus will work on you and everything will be fine. And down through the line, she became sparked up for God, blah, blah, blah. And before you know, misbehaved. That's why I always tell even pastors, I said, don't think that what will cause you to be sustained in the faith for years is the office of a pastor. No. Sometimes when you get into the office of a pastor or any office, you begin to think you have arrived. You have to be very, very careful. Then you begin to neglect the basic things that brought you to this level, like listening to the word of God. You are never too grown to listen to sermons. Because David said, I have put your word in my heart that I may not sin. What will cause you not to sin? The word of God in your heart. I'm talking to all of you who are leaders and all of you who are followers too. You must learn to stay with the word of God. Every time of your life. Every time. And of course, what makes people like this misbehave sometimes, they are, you know, wilderness is personal. While we are congregationally, probably as a church, moving to the next phase of life and ministry, some people also have their own personal wilderness experience they are going through. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And sometimes as a pastor, you are trying to pull them through that season. You're trying to teach them what to make for. You know, some people want to get out from their wilderness experience by, they think they will just shout in tongues for 4 hours and they'll be in a new level. Rabo, ka, wah, wah, 4 days dry. Juabaka. And when they break, they think the heavens will just be open and money will be falling. And angels will be ascending. But when they finish, nothing. There's no sign they fasted. The way they were is the way they are. And they are wondering, God, are you really real? He's very real. Very, very real. You don't rush one small season of prayer and fasting to enter into a new season. You will, it's not by all those things. You will fast. When you are done fasting, you carry your bag and continue moving. Are you not surprised that some people, after, now let me even use you. Let me not use people that have God. Even you, as you are seated here, how many of you have fasted 3 days dry fast before?
3 days dry.
I'm not so glad. I think we have to carry all of you into a season of fasting.
When you have not done it, dear Jesus,
if you've done it again, wave your hands. Let me know those who will start it soon. Under this nibble regime, some of you will fast 3 days dry. We'll call you. Richard, you have not done it. You've done it.
Okay.
You have done it. Wow. That's great. Sonny, I've not done it. You've never done 3 days dry? When we're doing it in this church, you did not join. Okay, we just did it for leaders. Okay. So you come with your team so that I'll take you people through. Amen? So you see, for some of us that have done those things, after you did it, what did happen? Did you have wings? You are flying without wings now. Now, something probably happened on your inside. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? How many of you, let me put it like this. Who has farmed in this place before? Isaac, stop sleeping. Stop sleeping. Kai, who has farmed in this place before? Wave your hand. Some of you have not farmed. Now, wow. You have planted a left for? Wave your hand before. Ogu, corn, millet. Alright, you've seen them grown. Who had any garden in his house before? Like garden where you plant vegetables. The first day you planted, did you see leaf? Okay, now see what you now did. Maybe that's what worked for you. Then that same day you pour water. Oh, you were pouring water for 24 hours. As you were pouring, the next day you open your eye and you saw plenty leaf. Did that happen? It doesn't matter the one you pour. There's the one sufficient for a day for that plant. How many of you there, you want to grow? You want to grow? You want to have more height? Then you carry rice and beans. You eat for 24 hours. Then when you eat for 24 hours, you now have more. You check, you grow an inch. Anybody? You don't rush it. You don't rush processes to grow. You just come and pressure yourself in one algorithm and force yourself to grow. It doesn't work like that. That's what gets many Christians frustrated. They say, we're hungry, we will press. And after 24 hours or 30 hours or 6 hours of prayer, they now think, addiction will stop. It's a lie. I've seen people who pray 3 days. When they are done, they still ended up the fasting and prayer with pornography. You know, the pastor said, how did you see? They came to us for counseling. Sir, I don't know what is happening. Okay, what is happening? I fasted. This is it. I fasted. I broke yesterday. Okay. Wow. 3 days. Wow. Impressive. Yes, sir. Oh, sir, why is it that? You know, sometimes they don't want to tell you they are the ones. Mark those people that will say, sir, why is it that when sometimes we fast, we end it up with sins that we're struggling. Why does it happen to people like that? I've seen people the thing happen to. A lot of times they are the ones. Now, I asked him. I said, you? One of those days, I looked at the boy. I said, you? Because I know him. If you see him on Facebook, he's potters, revivers. That's what he posts. I said, even you? He says, sir, it's me. I have to just come and open up. Blah, 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 blah. And the rest. I said, fine. You have to calm down. You don't grow because you come and rush one process and say, today I must grow. Give me rice and beans. Cha, 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 cha. You just wake up tomorrow, you think you are a lion. It's a lie. It's a lie. The procedure it will take to grow must be respected. It must be followed. The principles must be followed before you see growth. If a man desires mastery, not crown, yet not crown, he is not striving what? Lawfully. It doesn't get, now the plant, the seed doesn't get water. It will not grow. It gets water one day, it does not get the next day. It will not grow. Today you pray, tomorrow you are not praying. You will not grow. Alright, like I was saying, it's not possible. On Friday, we're doing an example here, and we found that some people who pray once in a week for an hour, how can you grow like that? Is it possible? No way. You have to really allow God to help you. Are you listening to me tonight? If you want to grow, you must allow. Spiritual growth is not a function of shouting like storm and thunder in a day. No, you have to grow. There are things you have to do to grow. Every day is discipline. Like the Bible said, diligently enter the rest. Diligently. Every day you tell yourself, at least an hour, I'll pray.
Are you listening to me? And you pray an hour. And you force yourself to pray an hour. Satan will do everything it will take, but force yourself. It's called spiritual growth. Are you listening to me? So you must grow. In this world, whether you like it or not, you must grow. You must grow. You can't just arrive up there. You have to grow. And you see, your consecration is determined by the Holy Spirit. There's a time that He will want you to pray more. Don't think the 1 hour will always be 1 hour. There's a time He will want you to pray more. But you see, at that time that He will be demanding you to pray more, you would have grown and have been capacitated to want to pray more. Because he works in us both to will and what? The doing of His good pleasure. At that time, He is wanting you to pray more. You want to pray more. Are you all listening to me? And as you grow, the potentials of God on your inside begin to find expression. If you don't grow, it will not find expression. Some of you will eventually start healing the sick as you grow. But if you don't grow, it will not happen. As you grow, by default, you begin to command favor. You come to a place, you begin to command favor in your life. Remember, He had said, when you seek first the kingdom. So you are seeking first the kingdom by subjecting yourself to the ministry of the Holy Spirit to want to grow. There's a saying I heard that you can be very not sincere to everybody in the world, but if you are not sincere to yourself, you are wicked to yourself. You have to be very sincere to yourself. If you are not growing, you will know you are not growing. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Huh? Growth in church, growth, spiritual growth is not a function of the time you have spent in a church. There are many people who have stayed in church for long who are not growing. If you don't subject yourself to the discipline of the Holy Spirit, you will not grow. Just like in church, we have several things, principles the Holy Spirit has given us for growth. Alright? Outside your personal work with the Holy Spirit, as long as the Holy Spirit knows you are part of GCMI, there are some things He will never tell you that will contradict what He's doing in GCMI. It's growth. Listen to what I said again. As a church, the Holy Spirit has given us algorithms, principles for growth to add to your personal growth. Are you listening to me? And as long as the Holy Spirit is one, He will not give you personal instructions that will alter the principles in church, you know, that He has given us for your growth too. He will not. For instance, the Holy Spirit cannot tell you to miss a service to pray. So why were you not in church? So the Holy Spirit said I should miss. No, that's a holy demon. It's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will never negate Himself. He knows you are part of the assignment in GCMI. Are you listening to me? As a Christian, you must be part of a local church. It's an assignment God gives us. And you must be part of it. Any Christian, listen to me, because some of you are coming from places where you are not taught these things. Listen to me very carefully. Some of you came from places where probably all they knew were apostolic ministry. And apostolic ministry has been wrongly understood over the years. That you are an apostle does not mean, listen carefully, it does not mean that you should be lukewarm. Lukewarm was not the word I really wanted to use. But I mean lukewarm to disrespecting the principles of the local church. I've heard apostles and I've seen apostles who think Sunday morning services are a joke. And that's where they were raised. Most of them were raised there. And they feel like, now not like God raised an apostle to do special work for Him. Maybe when He wants to send them to a place, he gives you the grace of an apostle, or there are some He has called to be apostles to do those kind of special works for Him. Are we together? You know, more like they come to strengthen something, they come to steer something into fire, into flames, and etc. And if, now the possibility is there with the icon, with that man who is an apostle. The apostle there is God show you that there's a possibility of grace like that in the body of Christ. Prophet, apostles, and the rest. When you see me prophesy, you know God can do such a thing and you can do it. You can prophesy also. When you see an apostle, you know that God has the ability to give you certain grace to go to a place where nobody knows you and start a work, and it will be It will grow and it will succeed. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So we have what we call apostolic office and apostolic grace. Prophetic office and prophetic grace. The office is the people that bears the office. The grace is God using you, who is not in the office, to do what he is doing with somebody who has the office of a prophet. Chiefly, God used those people now to explain to you or to show you that there is such a possibility like this in my kingdom. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. And I've seen some who misunderstand these things, like some who wrongly say that for you to be an apostle, you should see Jesus. That's funny. You see Jesus physically. As you are reading the word of God, every believer, you ought to see Jesus in his word. The Bible says, we behold Jesus like a mirror. How many of you have behold Jesus like a mirror? You know, some don't believe it. You see, as you read the word of God, you are beholding Jesus. Are we together? So we all will open faces, beholding like. He said, we all, not some, we all. The glory of God in the mirror are being transformed from the glory of the old to what? The glory of the new. Even by the Spirit. Alright, so that's wrong because they felt like all the apostles saw Jesus. They felt so. And the Bible did not really tell us that Paul saw Jesus physically. Even though it is possible that Paul would have seen Jesus, what? Physically. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? But what the Bible showed us was that Paul was encountered by Jesus. He got blind. Not that he saw Jesus' physicality, he saw light. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He got blind. But by the Spirit, Paul wrote things that even the 12 were not privileged to see and write. So what has been given to us to really understand God and walk in his reality? Not a physical encounter. Walking in the glory of God is not a function of seeing Jesus physically. It's a function of being filled with the Holy Spirit. When you have the Holy Spirit, you have what it takes to see Jesus. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Walk with Jesus, walk in all the manifestations of the Spirit. And when I say see Jesus, I don't mean physically. See him by his word. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? See him in your life. In manifestation. So that idea that if you're an apostle, you must see Jesus physically, it's not true. It's some fictional beliefs. It doesn't exist. It was never written in any part of the Bible that an apostle must see Jesus physically. Now, I'm not trying to condemn that because probably I'm an apostle that I've not seen Jesus physically. Apostolic ministry is not my call. I'm not an apostle by call. I'm a prophet. All right? Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here tonight? So it's not me trying to make them feel bad or anything, but it's not like that. But we can't find any part of scripture. So some of them don't really give attention to the local church. Most of them do ministry like Sunday evening, Friday evening, like some of you have observed. And it's not a bad thing, but when you make it look like one is superior to another, that's when there's a problem. Do you know that all of you seated here now on Sunday morning, if you have a ministry that you are dedicated to on Friday evening, that is your church. And that's your day of worshiping. Probably more than this. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If you consider that to be your ministry, then this is not your church. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to me? To you? Very important. And if you have a Sunday morning ministry, Sunday evening ministry is not your church. Because a lot of responsibility comes with ministry. If you are in a ministry, you got to be dedicated to that ministry. You have to serve in that ministry, isn't it? In diverse departments. Some in the choir, some in the ushering, and the likes of them. Alright? And secondly, you have to commit your own finances to the ministry. So for instance, we give tithes. Where will you give your tithe if you are committed in two ministries? So because it's Friday evening or Sunday evening, it does not mean that it is not a ministry. It is a ministry. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. But see, that was not the focal point. I just wanted to clarify that. We have diverse activities in church. You know, for instance, now don't be blind. One of the ways we disciple people in glory careers is through different departments. Are you listening to me? When you get into a department, we start discipling you from that department. Because God did not say, go and win souls and just leave them displaced. He said, go and make what? Disciples. And if you are to make disciples, you first win them over to Jesus. Then you now what? Make them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So the major purpose of the church is to make disciples. Not just to win souls. But get them planted in church, get them listening to the word, follow them up to see that they grow spiritually. And how can that be possible for us in DCMI? You got to join a department for that to be what? Possible. Are you guys listening to me? Now, if God has given us these principles now, in that department now, there are now diverse algorithms, diverse principles. Probably the choir would tell you, our meeting days are on Wednesdays and on what? Fridays. On Wednesdays, they get to pray and sing. Fridays, too, they get to pray and sing. Maybe during the week online, they do a Bible study. That's how we are discipling you. Alright? And when he sees people who are not doing it adequately, he calls them to order. Why are you not doing that? He's not disturbing. It is called discipleship. Anybody that doesn't want to be disciple is not a true Christian. You cannot grow. You see, some of this stubbornness you have in the world, the proof that you are, the stubbornness have not left you, is that right now, even in church, in a department, nobody can talk to you. But maybe there was a time they used to talk to you. Now you have grown. You have been poofed up by all kinds of foolish things that don't matter. You know, sometimes as you grow spiritually, if you are not careful, you begin to attract a lot of things. The positive and the negative. As you grow spiritually, you know, there's a boy many years ago who felt so bad that a lady said no to him. I pastor him. He felt so bad. And when he came to campus, the first story he told me was how the lady told him no. And he started crying. And that was not it. The lady even said, me, you, I beg you, and laughed at him. He felt so bad. Now he was older than her, but not so older. They were classmates. And she mocked him, and he felt so bad. And I laughed, and I said, well, you deserve that. You deserve that. You were not even supposed to have a woman. All right? At that age, you were too small. You had not known God. So you deserve that, no. And as he continued to grow with me and the rest, a point came, the spiritual growth affected even his dressing. Of course, it will affect your dressing. He began to dress, he copies me, everything he copies me, preaching, dressing, everything, the way I do my hair. And one of those days, the lady messaged him on Facebook and said, hi. He got surprised. Hi, this girl, what happened? Say, hi. You don't want to be talking to me again. You know, if a lady starts saying things like that, she's now interested. So he replied, hi, you know, I thought we spoke years ago, so I just had to, you know, put my limit. I know you are not my type. He said, who told you? No. I was just, don't worry, it was just childishness. How will you say you are not my type? No, I was just playing with you. You serve. I said, okay. Well, then I started joking and talking. And after a while, she said, you know, actually, I'm interested in you. I really like you. He now took it and showed me, sir. The same person that insulted me years ago said, I like you. I say, it's a trap. But you see, the problem is this. What has happened? He has changed. As he grew, she now likes his teeth. He smells nice. He talks well. He behaves mature. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? And that person that she thought was a small boy, now she's seeing herself submitting to that person. Because he has experienced spiritual growth. It has affected everything about him. There is no way you'll be growing spiritually. And that crazy jean you were still wearing when you were crazy in the world, you are still wearing it after 5 years. And that you have been discipled. How? Which growth? Growth affects inside, outside. If you truly have grown, listen, there are some things you naturally have no appetite for again. I wanted to use one, but I think some boys will disappoint me. And then you say, how many of you don't like PS5 again? You see, they can't raise their hands. Boys still like PS5. No matter what. No matter how serious life is, they want PS5. And one day I called somebody, I said, how much does it take to install PS5? Blah, blah, blah. When I was done, I now remember that it's my member I called and asked that question. So when he called me, he said, Pastor, so, will you want to do it today? I said, no, don't worry. I hope you know it's not for myself I called you. He said, yes, I knew. I said, okay, just forget about it. I didn't want him to know that I play PS5. But so let's remove it now. Let's forget PS5. I don't play PS5 currently. Even though I can play sometimes. You know, some people, when they see Pastor praise, Pastor, souls are perishing. Even now that I'm married, our souls are not perishing. Huh? As you are eating food, souls are perishing. How dare you eat food? It's not today souls started perishing. Are we together? You do your work with the whole of your might and leave the rest for other people. It's not only me God called. He has called plenty people. But let me use another example. For boys, you probably cannot even tell what they were doing before that they don't do again because of growth. Boys, what are the things you are doing before that you don't do again because of growth? Huh? What? No, let's... some people that are grown, they are still sagging. I truly can't tell for boys. Let me use girls. Don't worry, boys. Don't worry. Somebody say go to watch ball. Do you know how many tongue speaking people cannot do without food? They will be praying in tongues and be timing time for Liverpool's match. Oh, Liverpool. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let me use ladies. How many of you have used toys before? There are some tradition that use it to do witchcraft. You know that toy? That the two legs will be gummed together. How many of you have played with it? You saw that generation? Some of the Gen Z didn't really see that one. The one that Nan came after that one was the one that the leg Nan can move. But those days, it was the one that was stiff like this. That you see the ladies play with it and rubbing the cheek, you know, arranging it. You know, Mary, my sister, is married today. I remember when Mary's name in our blog was Mama Mbola. She will go, she will arrange her house, do this, blah, 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 have a child. She has children. Today she's married. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, some of you play with those toys, right? How many of you will play with those toys today? You know, ladies actually play with toys now, but it's bigger ones. They sleep with it. But nobody will play with those small toys again right now, isn't it? If we see all of you that are old now in this church, carry that toy and you're doing, hey, my baby, we'll just say, check her carefully. Probably something's happening in her head. But that time we'll not have a problem with it, isn't it? That's how it is. As you grow spiritually, there are some things you were doing. Paul says the things, how did he put it in 1 Corinthians 13? He said, when I was a child, I behaved like a child. You can't remove it. While we're growing up, there are some of us here that sagged. That sagged, yes. You don't even know how you have grown. Sometimes people don't believe you have grown because you see some of these worldly guys, they sag and they come and say, this one, he has grown, but he's still sagging and he has money. What has this my suit done for me? They have not grown. Money is not a proof of growth. Thieves have money. Have they grown? Huh? Yahoo boys have money. Have they grown? The Bible said the worth of a man is not a function of the abundance he has. Just for instance, look at our politicians. Have they grown? What kind of cars do they not have? Some of them. Common humanity, most of them don't have. Humanity. You know, I was telling my wife, many people don't know that good leaders are the most disrespected leaders. Good leaders are always the most disrespected. Look at Moses in the Bible. Look at Jonathan in Nigeria. There is nobody that you know insult Jonathan. Let me tell you something. Listen to me carefully. I did not vote Jonathan. I will not lie. I did not. At that time, I thought the nation was scattered. They used our head. I was with my roommate that time, many years ago. I said, I'm not going to vote this man. Bring back our girls. And I went, well, the good thing is I did not vote anybody because my card did not come out quick. So thank God. But if it had come out, the truth is I would have not voted him at that time. But as time went by, these people just use politics and finish us. We just sit down and say, for instance, our president, you need to see his tweet. A president who is sitting down, they are killing people, it's not what to be a president issue. Jonathan quit, resign. He spoke about Christian genocide. This Tinubu. Go and check. The tweets, they are everywhere now. He said, Jonathan, resign.
And Jonathan was begging us Nigerians, people should calm down. I'm doing the right thing. We're telling him, he's a liar. You are not doing anything that is right. Today. Before we even came to today. Do you know, I told my wife, I said, nobody will be. I said to her, this Buhari, there will be no president in this life in Nigeria that will ever be as worse as Buhari. She was laughing. I said, there will be no president like that. Any president that will come may not rule well, but it will be better than Buhari. I did not know. I did not know. I did not know. Hi! If I had known, I would have not said such a thing. Then, boom! Another one came. The only reason why he came is, it is my turn. So, we are in this country now. People are just doing ruling the country turn by turn. We are voting, you know, people are saying, forget the vote, now your turn, enter. And see where we are. See where we are as a country. If it's not that Trump spoke something, they are preparing for us to pay tax next year. Amidst all this suffering, the only thing as revolution in the heart of our leader is tax. That all of you here, as you know, firstly, they've succeeded to making sure that many people don't drive cars again. I know plenty of people who sold their cars to survive Nigeria. They say, how much be bike? 500, I don't go come back. Waiting, consign me. I go sell the car. But they sold it. Because you take 10,000 to put fuel, it's 10 liters. During good luck, Jonathan. You know what we complained for? Fuel was 60. He now made it what? We now say we'll not agree. 80 something. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Tinubu came out. Yes. He said, Jonathan is a thief. Do you know why some of us are speaking, and even about some pastors, we are calling them hypocrites? It's not because we just have bad character or just like to talk. You know, when we compare and contrast, we are saying that why there are people who came out, I'm trusting God not to call names, and I will not call by God's grace. There are people who came out at that time, even as pastors, and said Jonathan was doing, they were standing for the Lord and his people. Now, what we have seen, when the Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and did not enter the heart of Nigerians, what APC had for us in the future, we did not know. See where we are. Nobody in this country will tell me that during Jonathan, if they predicted that you will buy fuel 1,000 something, you believe. 1,000 something, this country goes scatter. It's a lie, it has not scattered. And the only thing in the heart of our leader was tax next year. Tax. You see how foolish they can be. I got insulted. I was telling my wife, I said, I feel so insulted and disgusted that when we complain about leadership, one low life somewhere up there carried Bible that he wants to share. You are still playing politics with human minds. He said, I want to share 1 million Bibles. To hell with you. When we complain, you are not doing well. You are sharing Bible for what? To make us feel. He said, it's to make them understand. To sustain us so that they make us more foolish and stupid. And I'm sure maybe one or two people, I'm not sure many people bought into that lie. They are ready to make sure that we are subjected so that they keep on playing with our minds and the rest. And let me tell you something that you don't know. These people, they are into, they are not, forget this Christian Muslim thing you are here, you know. Why do you think some of the Christian politicians are not saying anything? They don't worship God. I wish your eyes are open to see what I'm saying. Somebody like Wike, does he worship God? Look at the wickedness that one is doing in Abuja. The stealing of people's land. You know, the way God does things is one child that will embarrass you tomorrow with the kind of power you think you have. That even the president, man, you don't get scared. Yerima. I knew Yerima in NDA. Yerima, I don't want to call his age. See what he did to Wike. That's what feeds people like that. I was telling, we're talking with one of my friends who is a military man. He said, the truth is that it's only because it was daytime and cameras were doing something, that if there was no camera, that they know what that man, at that point, they know what they would have done to Wiki. You just hear that the guy does not have eyes again. He said, that's what people will just hear. See how they embarrass him, because you don't know how to respect yourself. Before that time, I seen a video of a young lady crying like a child. Is it City Park they call it or something like that? They scattered an investment, a land use that was supposed to be for what they call it? When it's park, it's supposed to be for what? Recreational activities. He came and changed it and extended the land for one of his brother or something. And the lady was crying. He scattered her investment. Over 60 workers working there. Now they don't have jobs. Did not apologize. Doesn't care. Changes the use of the land. She has been paying ground rent. It is her land for many years. He came, no compensation. Finished everything. Scattered all the structures with, when they were not even removing their things. He came and scattered it with their things inside. That's not, there's one happening now in a part of Abuja where they scattered it. They scattered an Equa church. Those Equa congregation, they came out, they bought the land. They have C of O. He scattered the church, said they want to use the place for another thing. Scattered plus the church, that one is a Christian. Is it that one that will stand up and say there's Christian genocide? Look, that's the kind of country we are living in right now. They are traditional worshippers. They don't worship God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you tonight? So your hope should not be, you know, one of those so-called fake Christians there. Claiming they are, you are coming to tell us that you are a Muslim, but your wife is a pastor. And to what end? How did your wife become a pastor? The church that even made your wife a pastor, we won't have question mark on that church. How did you become a pastor? Is it that kind of Christianity we should trust? Look at what is happening in our nation. It is obvious the president does not respect us as individuals at all. In this time and season, you are having meeting with Gumi. That bandit leader. And listen, church. You know, some of you may be wondering, Pastor, I have mine though. This one is saying some things. He's not scared about his life. We have come to a point in Nigeria that nobody is scared. You see these Nigerians you are seeing that you think people are scared. I tell you, nobody is scared in this country. There's a way, you know, they say Nigerians, they have patience, blah, blah, blah. You see this patience you are applauding Nigerians that they have. When something starts, you see this patient, that's how they'll carry the patient and say they will not agree. Don't push a man to the wall. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? I'm looking at the leaders and I'm prophesying. A time will come in this country that when people have had it enough, not even the military can do anything. The truth is that why should we not talk as pastors? Who we talk? Even our governors cannot talk. We hear one today, we hear another one tomorrow. It starts with you. For a new Nigeria to happen, it starts with you. Eliminate all this ethnicity, stupid mentality. There are pastors who are Yorubas who can talk. We know in the pastor circle, we are not just coming out to disgrace ourselves. If we start disgracing ourselves, the body of Christ will not stand. It will fall. There are many of them who will not talk because they are Yorubas. Many pastors. And we preach to people that have been called out by the blood, blah, 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 blah. See what is happening today. So what I'm trying to say is that most of these guys, they don't worship God. They don't. I was praying the other day. I saw, my eyes were open. I saw like a politician bowing down to a deity. These are not things that will make sense even if we say it. Some people will think we are just saying too much. But it's the truth. These guys have strong deities they bow down to. Strong for them. Oh. Strong for them. Do you think it's ordinary to be doing rubbish and the people are saying you are doing well? Huh? You think it's ordinary? Is demonism. You are doing stupid thing. People are saying you are doing well. Like some of you who hear worldly songs. You are vibing to rubbish. You don't know what these people have sacrificed to make sure you nod your head to that stupidity you are hearing. There are demons that have influence over people that behave like that. So it's not somebody like that who can be having hope for. Who you are shrink. Because of his wickedness, you are shrink into something that is looking like nothing. Somebody who is ready to sell his people, sell his nation. I think if these people, the way they are behaving, they can sell this country one day. I tell you the truth. I think, have I left what I'm preaching? But you see, God is coming for us through Trump. I tell you the truth. He was raised for such a time as this. Let nobody deceive you. God is coming for us through Trump. Are you listening to me tonight? He was raised. That man, I don't know why anybody should hate him. I just saw recently that this preacher, this songwriter prophesied about Nigeria. The one that prophesied about the Trump's election. Pastor Emma knows that scene. Where is Pastor Emma? Kim Clement, yes. How many of you know Kim Clement? I saw recently he prophesied about these days in Nigeria. What an accurate prophet. He sings and prophesies. He prophesied the coming of Trump. Prophesied the coming of the situation of Nigeria right now. He said darkness, Nigeria will be in chaos, but somehow light will come. Tell somebody light will come. Light will come. These wicked politicians you are seeing, it's not hate. Their time has come. Their time has come. Whatever deity they are bowing to is not greater than God. You can see the frustration that PDP chairman was calling on Trump. They are frustrated. Recently, PDP chairman was calling, Trump, come and help us. Come and help us. Democracy is almost crashed, if not crashed in this country. It's not for the people. See those things we learned in school. Democracy is the word. For the people, by the people. Which people? This one is real-time kingdom of darkness they are practicing. It's not democracy. Hallelujah to Jesus. So people of God, stand with the truth. Stand with the truth. Money is not your God. Are you listening to me? You are not a Christian for money. Money is not your God. Money is why we are talking about these people the way we are talking about. Do you know one thing they are pursuing is money? Money! He said you cannot serve God and what? Mammon at the same time. There are some of us who don't have regard for anybody that does not have money. As long as the person does not have money, even greedy, he does not deserve. You are part of the problem of this world. Learn to honor people for being human beings. Just for being human beings. You know, one time I was seated in Wadata, this place they fix car, they call it new garage. And there was this old man who is a mechanic talking to this very young boy. And the young boy was saying, sir, he did not say sir, he carried knife and said he would choke the young man, the old man, if the man talks to him again wrongly. I felt like I was in another world. I looked at the heavens. I looked at the people were okay because they were used to all those kind of things. I said, are you people seeing what is happening here? He said, our pastor, just leave them. Or that. I said, this man, he does not have a psycho problem. He was a normal human being. Maybe he accused the boy wrongly. He said they stole his tire. And he said he's going to be putting eyes on them. The guy got offended, removed knife and wanted to. Oh my God. Oh my God. I looked at the boy. I did not know when I stood up and went to him and collected the knife and almost hit him on his neck here. I said, you raise a knife as somebody who can burn you and your father probably. He was just looking at me. Pastor. I said, me now, can you beat me with your knife? Keep pastor aside, don't pity me. Can you beat me with your knife? I said, you are raising. I said, this is how God curses people. This is how you enter into the curse. I'm sure if somebody that had a jeep come there and accuse him, he would have not been angry. You, this boy, is like you're the one that carry my. Oh God, no, it's not me, sir. But as long as that man was poor, he could take knife. Even ladies, do you know many ladies are the reason why we have Yahoo boys today? They are not appreciative. Many women have made many boys Yahoo boys. Many women. Even though there's no excuse for failure. If you check many Yahoo boys, how they became Yahoo boys, somebody told them, me and you are not my type. Get out. Can you take care of? And they want to prove they can take care. That's how they became Yahoo boys. Learn to grow with people. Are you listening? There's beauty in growth. Learn to grow before we close. Learn it. I've never told you people to go and bring a man that will give me 1 billion. I need 1 billion, but not that way. I told you a story. Somebody came here and said, Pastor, what can I offer? I like that lady. I like it. Even not so long, another person came here that he was a wife. He said, honorable in this town. I will not go so far. He said he was a wife. He will come to my church on Sunday. But please, if I want to be coming to his house and eating, I should consider making sure he has a wife. He will come to church. He came and he left. We didn't talk about it today. He has money. I say, how about your wife? He say, we have separate. So okay. So my daughter will be second. That's good. Amazing. I don't know how people think like that. We separate on a good term, or not bad term. She understands. I understand. She owns some of my house. I said, what of your son? He said, one of my son has. My sons have graduated. Blah blah blah. I said, oh, your sons have graduated. It's my girls in church. They barely graduated. Oh. He said, no problem. That's the type I want. I said, yeah. He said, okay. Wow. Amazing. It's for me to just say yes. Let him choose, and I'll send my other. They'll credit me. What? God forbid, bad thing. Are you all listening to me? I am okay with you finding somebody like you in church who thinks like you. Are you listening to me? And getting married. That's how we raise a kingdom, people. Because eventually, the end of a matter justifies the beginning. I have no doubt that Joshua one day will become a billionaire. I have no doubt. I have no doubt that Oche will end up a billionaire. I have no doubt. I have no doubt that linguists will become a millionaire. Saints and the Donald and the Richards and... But right now, from where they are, you have to love them the way they are. Don't trade your destiny for cars and money. Are you listening to me? You marry people who you cannot love rightly, who cannot love you rightly, who you cannot have peace with because of money. Sometimes your siblings and parents will force you to enter. Are they the ones that will stay there with you? They bury those. When you die, they will carry you to another man's land where you, the man that killed you, go and bury you there. You just be in the realm of the spirit saying that I know. But follow a man that you grow with. At least you don't care anybody. It's probably rice and beans you'll be eating for a while. Maybe without or with fish. And after a season, before you know, boom! The 30 million will enter. They are not excited. They are not catching this revelation. The 30 million enter. Boom! They buy you SUV. Venza for that matter. Tear rubber. I know most of you here will now put your black spec and you are moving through town. See that? You see that? You say, Mommy Elam, I saw your car moving the other day. Blah, 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 blah. So sorry, I was in a hurry. My husband was waiting for me. I wanted to go and serve him lunch. Oh my God. Is this where you are staying with Pastor Emma like this? The way women will talk, I was with you. I'm very sure Pastor Emma is eyeing one wicked SUV for her. When the money is on the road, it's coming. Oh, we can hear the sound. Oh, when it hits the account, boom! Just buy your SUV and say, visit Okpoga and tell the people that you have arrived. So that they will know you did not marry a failure. Because when we're paying that bride price, we're making some kind of comment. Visit them and tell them, if I die your uncle, go and buy him a Peugeot 207 because he did not have faith. Buy him 207. It's that now. See, you know how to boost a man's confidence so that he becomes successful. Talk, give, speak words. The Bible says your words should be seasoned with salt so that he minister grace, possibilities to the hearers. Imagine you tell your boyfriend that you want to marry, honey, I believe in you. You see, what you did today was really amazing. You killed it. You did so well, blah, blah, blah. And they're just looking at you. In this Nigeria, there are women like this. What men will start preparing for you in their heart? They'll say, hi, this girl. Hey, God, give me this 1 billion and see what I'll do to her and her generation. Don't hurt a man's ego. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Donut. Has a house, a room. As he has a room, he has parlor, he has bedroom. Donut now comes to, for instance, Precious. I say, Precious, you are the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh. The Lord spoke you in my heart. And now, I want you to come to terms with reality. Precious now said, how much do you aim? Okay. Now, sometimes it's not so bad to ask that question. And it says, okay, I earn 250. So, okay. Manageable for a start. What? That's terrible. So, what, do you have a house? Yes, I have a parlor and a bedroom. No. We will need a 3-bedroom. Because I will, when I marry you, my siblings will come around. Do you know most times it is good to just have parlor and bedroom? Let nobody visit you first. If they want to come, say no room, oh, no room. It's a good excuse. Grow together. You'll be cooking for 2 mouths. You start cooking for 3 mouths, 4 mouths. It's not easy. Yeah, your husband will eat 2 meats. Then later you eat 2. Then, but now you're eating 4 at once. The meat will be finishing quick. You cannot grow that way. You weigh out. Wisdom is what? Profitable to what? Direct. Are you listening to me? Those days of Nollywood, even Nollywood have stopped acting those movies where you see somebody, the boy is eating gari, the woman is coming to greet him with the gari in his house. Nollywood might have stopped those movies. Where will we learn those things again if it's not church? You know, those days you see, what was his name? Ramsey Noah eating gari. Then Genevieve will now come to the house. You now hear a song like, Ineme o, you see them playing love. You know, as you bring food, say, honey, don't feel bad. I know you'll make it. You'll make it. But these days of cider botch. Now, it's worse because another person have come into the picture. This tall, dark guy. What do they call him? Huh? Gay. That has a university of wisdom. Wisdom University. Men too have said they are angry. If she does not bring anything to the table, don't marry her. Say, what does he have? They will ask you too, what do you have? Are you observing that men don't want to marry again? How many of you have observed that? They are begging now men now to marry. Men now. Most men will tell you, if you want to stop being happy, go and marry. Most men don't want to marry again. It's a stupid thing that Satan has put in the heart of many young men. You see somebody 45, he will say, I'm happily single. Happily single for what? For what? At 45, if you get married before you are 60, at 60 your child will be 15. They have not finished university. It is at 80 you start eating the fruit of your labor. Are you seeing that? Shekinah will finish university. My boy too will come and finish university. I'll still be young preaching. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? I'll still be preaching on fire. I'll not be working like this. But there are some people who have planned to marry 45, 46, 47. You can't see your grandchildren. It's not the cause. How do you see them? Well, you see, you can't blame this. Women have put so much high demand for marriage. So much high demand. You just go close. As you go close, sorry, please, can you borrow me 10,000? My gas just finished. As you just pass, sorry please, I cannot be online because my data has finished. Even Christian ladies, how men disqualify you is that beg, online beggars, online almajiris. Most men will disqualify you immediately. Why are you not online? I can't come online because I don't have data. But if I can sub now, I can come. Who told you can sub now? They just ask you, why are you not online? Why? How you keep your respect? Avoid men giving you money at the beginning of a relationship. Avoid it. Is it men who start asking themselves, is anything wrong? Why is this lady not collecting money from my hand? They'll be trying to give you. At that time, they give you, collect. Didn't you like the money before? You were just pretending, actually. You collect it. But when you show yourself immediately, it's bad. Like I've said, a man can give you to, as a man, you are dating a lady, she can come into a situation where you can even give her 1 million. There's no problem. But when it's her lifestyle, let's say for instance, Donald has a lady he's dating now. Let's say he's dating Precious, like I gave an example. And as they are dating now, Precious wants Donald to be giving her 50k every month. His salary is 250. His partnership is 50, I'll be 70. Then he's giving her 50. He has younger ones who are depending on that salary. Fortune depends on that salary. Did you hear that? peace solely depends on that salary. What's his name? Sense. He has sense now. He's depending on that salary too. There are many. He made a pay donor. He knows that there are many that will spend this money. Then precious now say, I need 52 for my upkeep. Before you start a relationship, was your father not giving you money for upkeep? And whatever your father gave you was what you needed. If you need money beyond the one your father is giving you, you are a wicked person. You are in university, your father is giving you 10,000 for upkeep. You now want 50,000 for nails and you have a bad vision. Women say amen.
Amen.
Very important. Remove yourself from stress. I was telling my wife one time, I said, the way I hear Bishop Oedipus' story, I used to pity some girls. I said, what if they were there, his wife? Somebody would tell you that he lived in his office with his wife and children for many years, office, church office. And he said he never disturbed God for anything. He was very happy. Church office, oh. You see all these people are shouting today. A woman lived in church office with her husband and children, like two children. Where were they sleeping? During the day, meaning they will go outside and stay. Pastor will be counseling people before service. After everything, they will come back, change in church office, and sleep there. How many of you can marry a pastor who lives in church office? You see that? But now Bishop Oedipo is one of the wealthiest pastors in the world, if not the wealthiest. I think second wealthiest, I think so. After Pastor Chris or so. In the whole world. Not just Nigeria. Where is the connection between living in office and wealthiest pastor? Show me the connection. See how God changed his story. And people are shouting, yeah. Pastor, I have private jet. Pastor, when he was living in office, you were living in your AC apartment. It's not like he could not live in AC apartment, but he must do God's kingdom first. Today you see women want to celebrate one small thing in their house. They want to kill the man. And our dedication, our child dedication is coming. We have to cook one bag of rice. I imagine a woman telling Bishop Oedipo this many years ago. I say, young woman, sit down. Now I remove that demon from your inside. Secondly, we can dedicate our child together. Bring the child. You are dedicated. That's all. Let everybody stay in their homes. You know, some things are just useless prayer points. You want to marry, you are trusting God for all your village people to come. Money for all your village people to come. Father, ragagaga, money come. I need to put two balls in Okwaga. Holy Spirit, shibo, go. Invite your grandfather, your grandmother, your this, your that. Let them come. The rest people, you send them pictures. Some, they want to marry them. The kind of bill they are putting. Your father is saying they should bring 3 gold, 500,000, this one, that one. And the man is saying, honey, this money we have is for our business when we get married.
Did I hit the nail on the head?
Yes, sir.
Women, marry them the way they are. Is that okay? Make sure you fall in love with somebody growing. Precious, are you hearing me? Fall in love with somebody growing. Miriam, Sarah, Wane. All those people are people outside. They don't have good and distinct intention. The people that you have tasted their intention in this church are your chess. The donuts, them. The Richards. Eh? The Jairus, them. Jairus, you are the best. The Sonny. Sonny is always angry. I don't call his name for this example. Sonny, too. Eh? And the rest of the ones that miss church, don't marry them. Marry their sense them. Because they have sense. You know, sense is so nice. Come, you look so wonderful today. This man needs to be married to. He looks like a billionaire. Yes. Is it? Media is so bad, they will not take a picture now. Media, come and take a picture. Sense will like this picture. Look at how this young man is looking. When I saw him outside in the first service, I said, you look so nice. You know,
When you if you know how to dress, you know that this is a way to actually match your suit. A color that is near the original color for the blazers, trousers, you know. And I don't know if you people are laughing because you think I'm mocking or something. No, I mean I'm being 100% sincere right now. Of course, you don't always dress to match. But by dress to match, I mean putting the same color. So I saw him today and I said, this is so nice. You look like a billionaire. Like Steve Jobs. You know Steve Jobs? Go and check his picture. That's how he would dress so simple with his blazers. You know? And he now became one of the world's wealthiest men before he died. The only difference between you and him is that you are not an atheist. You believe in Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. So, these are the kind of men you marry. He's very young now, but he will soon be at the end. Now you should not go close to him. But when, like 3 years now in time, he will be ripe for marriage. Now, you will just be hoping. But in 3 years, he will be ready. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But the rest of them I called, I'm sure they are all ready. Some are even over-ready. Do you know this fruit they call, how some people call it, oh my God. It's not like, it's like kwakwa. It's small. They used to go river. How many of you know go river? Some are old and they are strong like go river. They are ready for marriage. Go and marry. Because if you don't marry, who will marry our girls in this church? Use your head. You don't want the kingdom of God, not church to grow. You don't want the kingdom of God to expand. If you leave Sarah now to go and marry one person outside, how will the work of God grow? All the things I've taught Sarah now, you will just be using as a housewife. She will create department in her house. Music team, sanctuary. She will now be Jew as a housewife. But if you marry her, whatever we have done, God has done in her life, we'll keep on seeing it in use here. Isn't it? So please, this is how I want it to be. What's that my man's name? Ayima. What's that your name again? Jonah. What have you seen? Try and marry. Huh? It's not Miriam I saw that you were looking at the other day. Try and get married. Hallelujah to Jesus. She dare says not no. She will not say no. I'm very sure. I'm sure she's interested too. So please. Hallelujah. Forget ladies, they may seem not interested. They are, my God, so interested. Amen. So as you see yourselves, get married. All you need is a pastor to join the wedding and a place to live. You don't need to pay me, I will join your wedding. I promise you that. Hallelujah to Jesus. When we even build our church and do the hall, I was promising that most of you, I'll give you hall free for your wedding. Just come and be doing wedding. As long as you want to do wedding, there's a hall to use. All the members will just be using that hall. Nothing. Just buy your diesel and use the hall. Nothing. Every Saturday, just come and book. Nothing. Hallelujah to Jesus. And if your money is not complete, sometimes come too. If it's drinks we need to buy, we'll buy for you. Make sure that we get these sisters down. Pin them. To marry, say amen. Amen. See them, hypocrites. Low key, they all want to marry. Pastor Phil, is necessary, but don't waste my time. Amen. Don't waste my time at all. See this yeah man, he's doing his head like this. Don't waste my time, be serious with your life. Get a woman, get married. I mean, there's no time to waste time. Are we together? Yes, the benchmark is next year for old man like you. And you, 1 year of preparation. If you waste my time, I'll make sure you regret it. And for all of you that you are having this feeling that will soon call you to be a pastor, start thinking of who to marry. Start praying, because you must marry. Is that okay? Father, we give you praise. I know some people are watching me online and saying, see what we said about prophets. It is coming to pass. Everybody watching me online, what you have heard is true. Our church girls are for our church boys. Yes. And a pastor confronted me one day. I said, I heard that it's only GCMI boys that will marry GCMI girls. I said, who said that to you? I said, tell him that not exactly. Pastor, sorry, it's exactly like that. God said, can two or three work together? I said, no, except they be agreed. Sometimes I see couples say, I don't believe in tithe. I don't mean marry people that you believe the same thing with. I don't mean if you turn by your left and right, and that's your wife, that's your husband, but they are within your kind of thinking. Scripture says you can only work with people that you think alike with. Marriage is very important. If you don't think alike with them, you can't marry them. God told Moses, nobody should marry outside this church. Sorry, outside this camp. Moses married outside the camp. Me, I did not marry outside the camp. I obeyed God more than Moses. My wife is my spiritual daughter, was and is. I always remind her she is my daughter in the faith. So to keep the honor intact. She was my spiritual father. I asked her out. She married her spiritual father. My God. This only happens in the kingdom. So HODs, they may be a pretty lady. Secret pastor, sir. She can still be your wife. Forget it. Pastor, sir. Forget it. Alright? Bow your heads and pray. All the angels sing holy, all the people say holy, you were lifted high, oh holy, holy forever. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' gracious name we worship.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.